Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, this is Mufon Ron, and I will say that Blog Talk Radio has got to be the best and most underrated, unforgivable. They're the best. You know why? They love the fact that we're getting out free information. Thanks to the staff from Blog Talk Radio. I'm Mufon Ron. We got Dr. Steve Johnston coming up at 9 o'clock. I'm going to go right into, information that they don't want me to spit out. And, hold on. I'm on a speakerphone. Sure there, right? So let's go to, anyway. I'm going to get to the reason I started the show 2 hours early is this theme, which called, well, you know, simply spoken, government. What is shut down? What's closed? What's open, right? Status, there's four, five, six categories, and they go across, I guess. Oh, cool. Somebody's got a spreadsheet. Okay. Anyway, status, closed, not available to function. Agency, ability one. Total employees, 30. Expected to work, 0. Furlough, 30. Notes, the independent agency, 30 employees who work on behalf of the blind would be prohibited from working during a shutdown. We'll do responses later. Please call in at the number. If you don't know the number, then probably a dumbass. No, it should be. It's probably 347-637-190. And by the way, everybody, slow the fuck down while you're driving. Jesus Christ. Agency, active duty, military, Department of Defense, open, functions, continues, the status, total employees, expected to work, every fucking one of them, furloughed, none. All active duty, military, update. All active duty military remain on the job of bill sent to the House of Senate signed by the President Obama. By President Obama. Not your President Obama, but by. Ensures members of the military would continue to get paid during the shutdown. Agency. I've already canceled historic preservation. Oh, status. Partially closed, shut down, total employees, 30, expect to work, 5, typical, furloughed, 34. Within 1 hour of learning about a shutdown, the director of the Office of Administration will send an email advising all the staff. Vacation! Partially closed, shut down. Alcohol, tobacco tax, and trade bureau. 483 expected word. Oh. Oh, God. You deal with alcohol and drunk, so about a third show up. So 35 furloughed. Fuck every one of them. Actually, they're drunk. I said, fuck it. You know, let's, you know what? 12 more. Most tax duties will continue, but processing a request for new licensing is the label approval. And I'm sure there's some big cats with some big labels saying, hey, you know, we're on vacation here, hey. label approval and manufacture of non-beverage products would cease. No more cocaine, I guess. Hey, you got to see a guy buy it. Do you know a guy that knows a guy? Come on. Is that... that is so funny. Oh, my golly. So anyway, you like my lapel? You seen that last Rocky movie? It was fantastic. God, I've always heard the government's best paying jobs, or being a teacher. That's gonna piss you guys and girls off. I mean, hey, go to chapter 3. We're gonna read about a reindeer. All right, their name's Bambi. All right. Well, instead I'm doing some... What's his name? Or Clay or whatever. You know, I guess it's better when you act stupid to make everybody else, well, you know, smell. Sound smarter. Partially closed shutdown. Civilian military workers, 800,000. Oh, then I got to scroll up. Why do they make, you know, expected to work? Spreadsheets just suck. Give me the details. I mean, is that how you get lost in translation with this shit? I'm going to pick one out to just, I mean, throw a dart at some of this bullshit. How about this one? No. Open functions continue. Court services, offender supervision agency. See, they make it so hard to read that you just don't go across the line. I mean, I think that's wrong with fucking government. It's just bullshit. Okay, so it should really be agency, then status, then total employees. So, and then they don't do spreadsheets. Of course not. They give you one fucking thing that's fucking 300 pages long. So you got to go back. So, hard to follow. It's fucking ridiculous. Excuse my language. You know, I mean, is it offensive to tell somebody to fuck off? I don't think so. Maybe it is. I'll tell you what, if you don't have money to pay your lawyer, he'll tell you or she'll tell you to fuck off. Okay, so spreadsheets are just... Okay, so we'll break... This is ridiculous. I should print these out, which is going to cost me morning, probably until the morning, you know. I mean, I know people that work all day and do shit that shouldn't be doing, no pay, and, oh, brother. Doesn't read out like I thought it would. Corporation for National and Community Service. My God. Did plenty of that. Then I got to scroll up. And then, I mean... Okay. Let's play the guess game. This will be more fun. This independent agency, they won't give away prizes. Ready? A Bureau of the U.S. Treasury, the FMS, operates the federal government collections and deposit systems, among other duties. All employees must report for duty on the first work day of shutdown. FN operations bill has not approved. Non-expected staff will be given furlough notices and dismissed until funding is approved by Congress. Oh, Financial Management Service. Okay. This could be a scenario where some workers would be furloughed down the road. Most are funded by multi-year appropriations. GSC oversees the business of the U.S. federal government. Its policies cover travel, property, and management practices. In the absence of appropriations, GSA-owned and leased buildings will remain open and appropriate in weekend mode.
What the fuck does that mean? Weekend mode. Weekend mode. Is there a difference between... Okay.
Is that like casual... wear your jeans Friday and put on a party hat and... The commission has exercised regulatory oversight over the Postal Service since its creation by the Postal Record Reorganization Act of 1970. Golly. Why is the postal system even open? It's ridiculous. This is typical. You can't run down. They don't make it simple. They make it so hard to I like this one. Bureau of Fiscal Service, Department of Treasury, there's 1370, 979 to 391 open, mostly open, what else we have today? Partially closed, shut down, USDA, Office of the General Counsel, 11, see, they just don't make them readable. I mean, it's just like, it's just so, they got this shit in, expected to work 11, furlough load, 11's over that? That's just,
oh my God.
You know, they're not talking about NASA. They're not talking about the earthquakes in Oklahoma, 5 in the last 24 hours, USGS. But once you really go to, I mean, as far as like, I'm getting a text. I don't know if I should check that. I'm going to go back to Hello?
Hey, Ron.
Yeah. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I've been here.
Are you hearing any of that show?
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, it's just surprising. Anything was coming through, or this is the first time I realized you were here, so wow.
Yeah, no, I've been here. I've been waiting for a while.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going through these lists and all that kind of stuff, and just the way they do government is typical. It's like the way they put this list out, you know? It's that, I mean, it's like sabotage, you know? It's like, that's an old military, and we talked about that before. It's like Sweden or German or whatever. You know, if you don't like your government, you're not going to do your job. And if you're not going to get paid for your job, you're not going to do your fucking job. And then when you get paid for your job, you're on a fucking vacation. You know? I just feel like we're being sabotaged. You know, I mean, it shouldn't take. For example, I've never agreed with, you know, I mean, like spreadsheets and more. And that's just timely based, slowing down information. You know, I think spreadsheets and worksheets and all this stuff has just been just a waste of time. You know, it's like when you used to call in back in the day and you had an operator that could connect your line. I mean, yeah, I mean, it takes time to try to get information out. I mean, time is, you see what I'm saying? I mean, time is, okay, for somebody with a fucking Big Mac and a fucking Diet Coke, how quick do they want it? If they're going to do a spreadsheet that takes you two goddamn days to read it, excuse my language.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you're saying.
You know, so why does it take a girl or guy that takes more time in the drive-through to get a bullshit order and then fucking camp on a fucking, you know, just a simple process job as far as fluent information, as far as, it's like delay, it's sabotage, you know? I mean, there's no reason I should be taking time right now to read out shit they don't fucking know, and they should know, but they fucking don't.
Yeah, that's, you know, but, you know, in the inefficient, never has been government's defense, you know, the, you know, if people were more attentive to what they were doing, then
they don't care.
That's one problem. But the reason, but you have to understand why the people don't care, because the people feel unempowered
right now
and out of control.
Hey, hold on, Buship. I can't wait to fucking work. These motherfuckers can't wait to not work.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean,
that's the way it goes, you know.
That's the way it goes.
People that work for the government want that cushy job, that no worry, you know, they want that no worry situation.
The people they're part of the government. They're so afraid to piss off somebody that they become something we do not like.
That is true. But, you know, so you have
boy,
to understand
they'll tell on you. They'll tell on your ass, won't they?
Oh, yeah, they'll do that only to keep their security, but that's it.
They have
and the thing is, the second that their security is taken away, they're saying, oh, why can't you make a decision? And then you realize that you have the dumbest and most manipulated people, or, you know, easily manipulated people, you know, in America, actually working for the government, and then that is something to be alarmist about. That right there, someone who doesn't realize that, hey, you volunteered. You know, it's like the military. You volunteered to do whatever you were goddamn told, and don't be surprised if you get, you know, if you get cut. You know, and. You know, because you just weren't the best thing that was available. Pretty soon, you know, these people will realize, you know, when they look into why the government shut down, you know, they'll find many different reasons, but, you know, and they'll all be different, but they'll find out why maybe this wasn't the line of work that I should have chose to begin with, because it obviously, people, is not safe for you. You know, you no longer have your money coming in. You can't make your house payments, and no, you're not going to get back pay.
I don't feel sorry for him one bit at all.
And especially, you know what? I especially don't feel sorry for the Air Force, I watched this shit here on TV right after this happened, and you have these really shitty officers. Like, I mean, they should have their commissions suspended at the very least for going on public television and complaining that they can't do their job because they don't have civilians to make it possible. You know, the Air Force used to be a part of the Army. I was in the Army. You know what? When we didn't have extra funds, we raked rocks. You know, and if you can't fix your planes and you can't do any of this important stuff that you need to do, you apparently are non-essential. And if you can't be essential, then what is the point of you existing? Period. You know, and here's another thing. Something that should definitely get some attention from our guys over at the NSA and stuff like that. All of those guys. You know what? They even had the audacity to point out that they couldn't run their AWAC systems to 100% efficiency because they didn't have civilian workers, and had the audacity to bitch about it on public and national television.
Well, that is irresponsible, Kyle. Kyle, you can't rely on civilian workers. I'm sorry, you can't.
You can't rely on them in the first place. You know, especially not to handle military equipment. You can't do it. You can rely on them to eventually install it after they've collected a huge ass paycheck. Against shit that's going to break down and have to be replaced again and again and again and again, but you will not be able to rely on that.
Kyle. I mean, we disagree to disagree on some things, but I'm sorry, but I've met some Air Force higher ups and other higher ups, and I have total respect for them, which I would probably hire in a heartbeat to take care of this bullshit. And, you know, so I mean. I know you're not really pissed off at people in charge on some things and their hands are tied, but I think that saying the Air Force is out of bounds is probably not something I agree with, but you know, that's fine.
Well, I guess you gotta do what you can do, you know, in the situation. And I guess if that's all you can do, then you know, well, I mean, I am still on the, you know, on the warpath and saying, hey, if that's all you can do.
Why are you so pissed off the Air Force?
Well, I was in the Army, and I was air defense. So, you know, we got problems from the get-go, you know. But seriously, if that's all you can do, guys, then you need to, like, sit back and rearrange everything, because perhaps you have a shitty public relations task right now, but you guys better learn from this one, you know, and not ever do it again, because it makes us all look bad, like really, really bad. You know, it's complaining. It really is.
Hold on. You're mad at the Air Force right now?
Yeah, I'm sort of mad at them, but you know, there are the culprits behind all of this, and you know, if we shift focus to them, then I got something really to say. I got something real, real nasty to say to you guys, the ones that caused this problem. You and your little Democrat Republican bullshit. You over there in Congress. We know. There are many of us out there. We know who you are. We know where you come from. We know who you are. And you guys are going down the wrong path. You are going down the wrong path, and you are going to be held accountable for this. And who I am referring to specifically are these New Atlanteans, these these descendants of the British monarchy,
right.
You know, who feel that they have to take down America at all costs. You think you can maneuver your relatives, your distant relatives who are loyal to the crown into our positions of power and get away with it? You are incorrect. You will not get away with it. There will be a reckoning for you guys, a very special one. And, you know, you guys wrote the laws for it, but I bet you didn't notice that while you were trying to take away our rights and making us, you know,
They arrested 8 today.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What did they do?
I haven't looked it up yet. You know why? Because nobody's fucking working.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's one way to handle it. But, you know, there's, you know, these people, you know, that you call your elected officials, they have their own secret oaths, they have their own secret allegiances, and they flat out lied every single time going into office. Re-elections, they had the money, so they were able to pull it off. I mean, that's one of the old things. But
has Dr. Steve joined us yet?
I don't know. I don't have the dashboard.
Hold on, I'll go check it. You know, he got blocked off earlier, so. Oh, hold on. Yeah, he's gonna join us shortly. That's gonna be great. Oh yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be really good.
Yeah, but one final thing
hold
I have
on,
to say.
Dr. Steve.
Yes.
You are in
I'm
the
here.
House. Yeah, good.
I am in the house.
We are,
oh man.
Yeah, there's.
I came in on the tail end. Go ahead and finish what you've got because I'm going to continue.
Okay. Well, do what you guys do.
All right. Well, basically, these people are attempting to take down the United States and take away the freedoms and liberties and happiness of, you know, of American citizens and all the people
not
who wish to become American
not
citizens.
Not mine.
And this is, you know, and this is, you know, where we put our foot down. People like me and Ron, and
yeah.
You know, we get on here, and, you know, although it just may be a little blog talk radio, you know, we're telling you that we like our freedom, and we do not like it being taken away. And we do not like subversiveness. We do not like deception. And here in a free and open society, we don't like that.
I don't like being threatened.
You know, and that's essentially what they're doing. They are threatening us. They are threatening us, and they are attempting to terrorize us by using our own government against us. You know, like from the inside out or something like that, like a Trojan horse. And, you know, we all know who you are. You know, it's just once you cross the line, you know, then we're gonna throw you in a nice little jail cell. And what you thought you could always get away with.
By the way, there are no nice little jail cells. I've been to jail. It wasn't nice. Wasn't fine. It wasn't any of that shit.
Yeah, we will get you. You will go to jail. So if you're a part of this little operation that's been going on for the last 200 years, then you know I have some advice for you because it may be the only thing that lets you get off from the charges that are going to be coming in.
Extraterrestrials don't believe in jail. If you've done your homework, which I know you have, there's things that are just, you know,
you're done. And I agree
yeah.
with that.
They would probably just get rid of you all in all, you know, maybe teleport you into an active volcano or something. But quit, resign right now. And maybe, you know, all the evidence that's been gathered against you, you know, well, just throw in the trash and you are no more because you're no longer a problem.
Let's go to Dr. Steve real quick. Dr. Steve, thanks for joining me in Blue Shift tonight. You know, I told you the fair warning, I was going to get into government. You said, don't talk of politics, and it got real weird.
I enjoyed listening. But, you know, if you want to continue on this just for a few seconds, all I hear on speeches is democracy, democracy, democracy. This country is not a democracy. It's a republic. And it's a republic. It is not a democracy. It is a country of the people, by the people, for the people, not for the government, government, government.
Right.
It is the executive branch, and nobody ever comes out with it. It's the executive branch to come out with a budget. It is not Congress's. It is not the Senate's. It is not Congress that is holding the country hostage. It's the executive branch. It is, and their minions. That's who's holding this country up.
Dr. Steve, can I touch on something real close that I've been following? Is the radiation levels. Don't eat this. Salmonella. One of the things to block is regulations as far as food with salmonella, because these is what people are listening to, scared about. That's what we're putting out. Can you explain what salmonella is? What you should do about it? The kids love chicken nuggets, so you can't tell them on chicken nuggets. But I mean, can you get into that a little bit for me?
Chicken nuggets? I wouldn't go touch those with a 10-foot pole. I would feed them to the executive branch of the government. That's what I would do.
But you know what I'm saying is there's no regulation salmonella, so there's overreaction. They put them in there and they freeze them. Is there overreaction? Nuggets are safe.
There is chicken in there. There are chicken parts. There's a lot of fat. These are being fed to our kids. No wonder we have a fat society. They have found, I think I mentioned last week, strands of fiber in chicken, in a lot of chicken nuggets, which relates to Morgellons disease. You're getting chicken parts. You're getting some white meat. Now, I'm not saying it's all chicken nuggets. It depends on what manufacturer, but under the guidelines of the FDA, you have some chicken in there. It is chicken, but it's a lot of fat.
Are you saying they want us to eat more nuggets because there's no FDA regulations over food? Blue Shift mentioned earlier that radiation, you know, that maybe we should be eating radiation as far as microbes. What's your response to that?
You irradiate something, you're changing the whole molecular structure of it. And whether it stays in there or not, it's irrelevant. You're ruining whatever food is left. And as far as microbes and all of that, heating it should take care of that. I do not approve of radiation. I do not approve of a lot of things that is being done today. Our food chain is being tampered with so badly that in 10 years, we're not going to recognize ourselves. Our children, our grandchildren, our DNA is being altered. The whole food chain is being altered for profit. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Should we be eating any raw shrimp, oysters at all right now?
I'm not one to ask about oysters because I don't eat oysters. Shrimp.
How about sushi?
There's radiation everywhere. Oh. If you want to go eat raw fish, have at it. I won't. There's mercury. The mercury levels are high in it. and Fukushima is still leaking. So, you know, the whole environment of the ocean is ruined. It's melted down.
Did you see the radiation reports today? There were 5 earthquakes in Oklahoma within the last 24 hours. There were 3 this weekend. There was one in Japan yesterday. I put it on my Facebook that killed. There was over 2,000 killed. I don't like the fact that I'm able usually to censor information by looking at information. And I've got a weird blank looking at me right now passing over. Anyway, is that, you know what, we're not censored, but everybody else is. And I just want to put out the best information. I was going through the government channels today about what's closed, not closed. What should we be most looking at? Is it the fact that we can't look at Mars, Comet Ison? Where do you think, Dr. Steve, is the most misleading information that's out there for both you and Blue Shift?
The best information is to go dig for it in sites other than the propaganda sites. The internet is full of information.
Where are you going for earthquake information, radiation links? So because those are censored. You know, California got hit with the two, and some, you know, like I was telling Blue Shift earlier, you know, compared to tornadoes and earthquakes, you know, we had 5 earthquakes here. I mean, they're not getting earthquakes reports. They're tsunamis that feed off that stuff. I mean,
yes,
I
don't like misinformation. For that. The Geological Survey has that. University of Oklahoma has one of the best seismologist sections there is.
Are they still open?
It's, yeah.
They're
the only
operating.
Thing that's not.
All right.
Yes, they're open.
Okay.
That's a good one to go. And you can get immediate updates on your cells, on your cell phones, when earthquakes hit. All you've got to do is put in what.
Let's go to this. There's tornadoes and cells coming in thanks to the chemtrails this weekend. Maybe changing weather. We're in a pattern. Where would they go for tornado information?
NOAA.
They're closed.
Oh, that's true. Weather information. They're closed. The executive branch has done wonders, hasn't it? Right now, I get information from everywhere, so a lot of mine are very private.
Well,
so,
but we're able to open up some private information to help the people that listen to us, correct?
Yes. And, you know, if you want updates on things...
Yes, I do. We're going to need it.
During the week when the show is on, call me. And I'd be very happy to shed light on things during the week if you need help. Was anybody out the other day? 2 days ago. Let me go on. 2 days ago, if anybody was outside and got bombarded with spider webs, thousands, millions of spider webs everywhere.
Wow.
I examined the spider webs. Those webs were thicker than normal spider webs. However, in looking way up in the sky, just before the fighter planes went out, there were 3 orbs, 2 white ones and 1 red one, and they were flying very erratic patterns, and these webs were coming down in sheets, which reminded me of what happened just prior to the Black Plague hitting Europe. Essentially, the same thing happened there, too.
What year would that have been, Dr. Steve?
What year?
Yeah, or how many years ago?
That was the 1400s, I believe.
Okay.
That was noted back then also. But there were masses of spider webs coming down.
Right.
That was very unusual. And some of these things had a very acidic touch to them. And granted, chemtrails were mentioned. That's full of barium and aluminum, which, of course, they're both very detrimental to us. And it, not only does it get
we
on us, in our ground, and also in our food supply.
We also talked about the green release of cyanide coming off Comet Ison, correct?
Yeah, well, we get cyanide out of almonds, too, but Ison. Ison by itself, unless it breaks up, is benign. There's no harm to Ison.
Fizzing out. It's but it said it could crash into the sun, but they said there was also two entities traveling with Comet Ison that could spin out.
Yeah, but if you look behind it, it's a pure shitstorm coming behind it. I've tried to allude to that in the past two shows. It is an absolute shitstorm coming. Not only is the other planet coming, but it's also it's an asteroid belt. It is a belt of
garbage coming
through.
I understand that, but I read something where they said I read something from Spinoff that said that is Pluto coming back to change our galaxies and our Earth, and I don't think it's freaking Pluto.
Pluto. Well, I know Venus used to be a moon, but I don't know about Pluto coming back.
Okay.
I do know that we have an asteroid shitstorm coming toward us. We have a debris field coming toward us. The incidence of meteorites has increased tremendously over the past since Ison has been here.
We had a 0.6 October 4th we did not report.
So we've got a lot coming
I'm noticing that everything that I get sometimes, there's so many delays in hours from Facebook now or text messages that are several hours. They're not. I'm getting some that are instantly, and some that are several hours.
I'm getting that too. And we also have had solar flares. We have HARP interference. We have a lot of things that are going on that people are not aware of, that need to be aware of. And
hey guys,
the best thing that I can tell people to do, and I really strongly suggest it, is that prepare, hope for the best, prepare for the worst. You know, there are things coming that are unimaginable to most people, to people who are involved in research, people who are involved in doing what you do, what I do. You know, we're pretty much aware of what is out there, what is coming, what is walking among us. But it's the listeners that need to be prepared, and preparations in all sorts of things. And
I'll be honest
there's not really enough time.
But Dr. Steve, you understand, with you and Blue Shift, and we're in collaboration, we're a good team. I don't want to alarm and scare people, but we also have to be putting out good, responsible information. I don't think we're misleading anybody. You know,
I don't mislead anybody. In any lecture that I do, I'm very upfront with the information. It's like,
okay,
you know, I was going to start this off with some medical points, which I'm going
good.
To do. But prior, you know,
okay.
before I got on, there was a political thing, and so I joined in. But everywhere that I've gone, I see flu shots, get your flu shots. If anybody goes out to get their flu shots or just walks by one of the nice people that are out there giving flu shots, ask them what's in it. They won't know what's in it. Ask them how much thimerosal is in there or formaldehyde or tissue from fetal tissue from aborted from abortions. That's in there also. Egg embryo, which flew. Yeah, I'm serious. That's in a lot of vaccines. You've got formaldehyde. If you've ever been in biology class, you know formaldehyde is what they put specimens in. It's an embalming fluid. This is the stuff that's in the flu shots, and they're pushing it like crazy. Why? Because it builds up future business. There have been 12 separate, I'm going to keep going. There have been 12 separate major studies done on the MMR, which is the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccination.
Right.
12 of them. 12 major studies link it to autism. 12 of them.
Chickenpox, recurring shingles.
Aspartame. Then I'm going to aspartame next.
Okay.
Aspartame, 1973, they knew from testing that it caused brain tumors. It caused holes to be eaten into brains. It's 1973. That's when it started to be rejected. 13 years in a row, aspartame was rejected because it was dangerous. It hurt and killed people. And now where do you find it? In all kinds of foods. That's aspartame, NutraSweet. It is in all kinds of foods. The reason I'm bringing this up is to inform the listeners. Be aware of what you're doing, what you're eating, and what you're putting into your body. You live in your body 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You need to be informed of what your body is putting, you're putting into your body. Okay, that's
can
all
I
I'm
interject
say
something,
on that.
Dr. Steve, real, can I say something real quick?
All right.
The reason that I wanted you part of the show and Blue Shift suggested, and I totally concurred with it, is the fact that you are established with your medical profession, and this is great information. Before we get into something that you know I love talking about, and we're going to switch gears, and if there's anything else, I mean, you got full reign, it's 2 hour show tonight. And, you know, I like starting off with medical, but I'm
going to swear.
If you're not ready to talk. Huh?
I'm going to give some personal experiences with some of the visitors that we've had to our earth.
Exactly. There you go.
That's something that I love.
I love. Yeah, I'm ready to switch
gears. Okay, we're switching. 15 years ago, I was taking one of my sons down to our gate. This was in Texas. And we had a small 30-acre ranch. And I used to take him down early in the morning. He was the last one to go on a bus to go to school. And on our way down, you know, he said, "Daddy, look over there." And while we were sitting down, this was 5:30, it was totally pitch black. And I looked, and there was a figure running across a field away from a herd of horses, which were just standing stock still, not moving, not flicking their ears. Nothing. And I could see their silhouettes in the moonlight. And this very thin figure was going across. All of a sudden, the whole field lit up. And I could see the other individual inside of a pod. And all of a sudden, the pod just lifted. It changed shapes. And it just took off faster than anything I've seen in a long time. And that was one of the closest encounters that I have had in a long time. And that has stuck with me for many years. That's not the only encounter that I've had. But when daybreak came, there were four pod marks very close together in the field. The horses were not touched. They were very calm that day, except for two of them, which were very skittish. And it was like an indentation or like a laser mark on one of the horses' foreheads that wasn't there before.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah.
They were, I don't know what they were going to do with the horses, but anyhow, the ship was just an amazing thing. And the individuals were grays. That I could see because they were very misshapen, large heads. And it just changed shape. It was really beautiful to see. It was a translucent ship.
Were they horse-like?
And, huh?
Were they horse-like, like long-headed or like pintos? Or?
The horses were in Aleutians. And they were just stock still when that ship was down. It was a very small ship, very small. Years ago, also, I don't know if anybody remembers Spanky McFarland of the Little Rascals. Well, I used to have lunch with Spanky. I used to have lunch with Spanky McFarland every other Friday. And
you gotta be shitting me.
I'm not shitting you.
I know that, but I mean, golly, that's the Little Rascals. What was Spanky telling you?
When he wasn't boasting about himself. Spanky was, Spanky had a role that he played in a movie called Aurora, which was about a ship that crashed in Aurora, Texas in the late 1800s. And it was written up in the newspapers at the time and so on and so forth. Well,
wow.
We had gone out. We had gone to Aurora, and the occupant of that craft was buried in the Aurora Cemetery. And we went over into the cemetery and started looking around. And at the same time, there was a documentary being filmed in there by a very dear friend, Hayden Hughes.
Uh-huh.
Who's also known as Starman, but Hayden and I became friends. But
yeah.
Anyhow, we were searching for the grave of the little alien that crashed there. But anyhow, Spanky was telling me. I asked Spanky about that because I knew about the movie, and he said, "Yeah, when we were filming the movie, people would bring out documents and things that they had saved from the 1800s that was passed down in their families. And everything in it was written down, handwritten in people's Bibles, people's diaries, and so on. So he had privy to see these things. And he played the governor at the time of Texas, and it is documented that the governor then of Texas sent in Texas Rangers to assassinate the alien, and that's what they did. So,
What year was that?
The late 1800s, Aurora, Texas.
Holy shit!
So that was very, very well documented. As a matter of fact, if you go into the cemetery in Aurora, there's a big plaque right over the entrance to the cemetery, which tells a brief story of that crash.
Do you have pictures of that?
I had pictures of that. Our ranch burned to the ground. I lost everything I owned.
Ooh. Sorry for your loss.
Thank you. It's fun rebuilding. Not. It is not.
True. Okay, other visitors, because you said there are many. Next.
Oh, there are many, and I alluded to that last week. There are, according to...
And you told me that you wanted to talk about many visitors, so you're on.
I'm on. Well, we know about walk-ins. So, but as far as visitors, there are 12 known species walking the earth right now. And
all right.
One of my least favorite is the reptoids, and a lot of the walk-ins we've got, I think that was mentioned that a lot of them exist in Washington, D.C. I'm going to tell you another story about visitors. Years ago, I was on a special counsel, And within that council, there were a group of people who set up a sanctuary outside this country for world disasters. One of them was going across, I forget which bridge in New York, Triborough Bridge, I think it was the Triborough, and this was related by the car behind her, which were also council members. They were on their way to the United Nations for a meeting. The traffic had stopped as she was pulled out of her car, and she went up. She went up and disappeared in a blue beam, right in the middle of the Triborough Bridge during traffic.
Right.
And that was in late 1970s. And
why do you think she was?
Oh, I know why. She went home. She went home.
Yeah. Next visitor.
She was a beautiful visitor. She was responsible for helping an awful lot of people. There are two sides to our extraterrestrial visitors. One is actually helping. There are two groups here that are actually trying to help resolve issues and watch out for the population. There are other groups here just to study and others to dominate.
Okay, you started off with reptoids, so what's the next ones you know to watch out for?
Oh, to watch out for? The bottlenose grays. That's another one. And the archons, that's another one.
Okay, let's talk about the long-nosed grays.
The bottlenose grays are hostile. They're very hostile. They are the worst as far as experimentation on animals and humans. They are primarily responsible for the transfer of genetics, doing cross links. They have very, very strong psychic powers, but they physically are very weak. And every species has their weakness. And these species have been...
What is their weakness? What is their weakness?
Their bodies are their weakness. Their minds are their strengths. So if you can bypass the mind and get to the body, then that's their weakness, just like the regular grays and the blues.
They're physical.
Other one, yeah, very physical ones. And the reptoids are probably the worst. Their technology is extremely good, and they're very dangerous. And
Are they still primarily centered under L.A., or are they universal, or what areas do they watch out for?
In various places. You can go to Denton, Texas, and watch them. Well, actually, you can go to Monroe Wells, Texas, and watch their ships, their craft come out of... There's a certain area in Monroe Wells that you go to and watch their ships. And it, so they're here. And
they're all here. So we're going to private... Let's do just a kind of like the top 10. So, reptoids, we've got the bottlenose grays, then the blues,
the archons, which are ankle biters, and the blues are very gentle. The Arcturians are here to help. The Arcturians are beautiful people. Arcturians have been here off and on for a long time. Where they come from is like a resort area of the universe. And they're very friendly to most. They're very friendly to people, the residents of Earth. But bear in mind
who would be next on the top 10 list?
Well, we've got at number one, as far as I look at what's referred to as the Nordics.
Okay.
And they're very easy to identify. They're tall. Now, eons ago, they were noted for white hair, long white hair, and long white beards. And you can see on the Sistine Chapel, there is a image of one painted that is referred to as God. But and I'm not being blasphemous to anyone who adheres to what's painted on the Sistine Chapel. But the Nordics are and have been here for an awful long time, have done a lot of reshaping of the earth. And one of these weeks, I will give a personal tribute by name of as many as I can remember to the ones that came here and actually put this earth together.
Are there color of eyes to look for, or different types of eyes?
The color, there's different color of eyes. With the Nordics, you can have a mixture of a deep blue or hazel.
Pink.
Which would be pink? I don't think I would do pink on a Nordic. Very tall, long hair, white hair, blonde to white. Very interesting people, brilliant.
That's what I'm looking at, Dr. Steve. I'm thinking, is albino, is that a trait that's just a trait, or would...
It's a genetic defect. You know, you talk about albinos. The Aborigines in Australia and New Zealand are so close. The ones before all the alterations with the mixing of genes are so close to the original species that came out of Africa. They were originally, there were no, let's see, in the Bible, there were no workers to till the fields, so created we them, male and female, and called their name Adam. It was the race of Adam that was created so that the rulers of the earth at the time could have workers, because they were kind of tired of doing the same thing for thousands of years. So created we them, male and female, and called their name Adam. Adamu.
Were those
Adapa,
pigments? Because
was the pigments are a recessive gene.
Oh, but does it have anything to do with sunlight? Or lack of?
They can't look into sunlight. They're very, as far as albinos go, they can't look into sunlight because they're lacking.
Does that have anything to do with sunlight as far as pigments and things? Was that, did that have anything to do with the sun at all?
No, the albino, our albinos have a recessive gene, which makes them that way.
Right. All right.
So they can't be in sunlight. Sunlight hurts them. But are they from a different planet? I don't think so. They have a recessive gene, and a lot of albinos can't see. You know, their eyesight is horrible.
Is sound more something we should pay attention to versus sunlight? If we were to lose the sun, for example, for a little while, you'd have to pay attention to noise, right?
Yeah, most albinos that I've come across are very introverted. The ones that I would look out for are ones that are very extroverted. That's who I would look out for.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so moving on, we've covered four, and I'm sorry to get sidetracked, but this is going to be ongoing. I want to
stay on the Nordics.
Okay.
The Nordics, which, in ancient times were the founders of the human race. The Nordics were the founders of the human race, also referred to as the Anunnaki, also referred to as Nibirans.
But let me ask you a question, because you know me, and getting to know me better, does that have anything to do with Anunnaki and being Sumerians, or historic Sumerians, or those intertwined, or is that different?
It's all they're the same, because they founded Sumeria. They put in the seven cities of Sumeria. They built it. They changed the courses of the Tigris, Euphrates, Pinchon, and forget the other one, the four rivers.
Can you explain that for me right now, if you can?
Explain that. Okay, for thousands, well, for millennium, every 3,600 years, the planet comes across. That's called the planet of the crossing. That's where the original cross came out. It was an astrological sign, which meant the planet of the crossing. And that goes way back. And even the swastika is a representation of the planet of the crossing. It's been an ancient symbol.
Does that have anything with the swastika that I see in propaganda right now? Are those intertwined, or are they different?
It has nothing to do with the Nazis. The Nazis went to... The swastika is a cross. It was originally an astrological sign, and also you can find it on Buddhist temples, Hindu temples, everywhere. Yeah. It was a sign of protection, a sign of power. And the Nazis, if you want to get into that, the Nazis sent out their people all over the world to find out where the Aryan race originated. Aryans. Iraq. That's where it originated
Iran.
From.
I heard Iran is
that's
original.
Iran and Iraq.
Aryan, yeah.
Iraq is where Sumeria was.
Right.
Okay? And Iran, that area. Which, by the way, northern Iran is absolutely beautiful. They have ski resorts.
Yeah.
They have it's beautiful up there. I was offered a hospital in northern Iran a long time ago. Luckily,
wow.
I did not accept it. But
and by the way, let's clear something up. If I heard something right, just because you're Aryan doesn't mean you're blonde-haired, blue-eyed, or whatever. That Aryan was actually back to Iran. I heard that Persian Gulf, they don't like that. It's called the Arabian Sea, not the Persian Gulf or whatever. That goes way back.
Yes, it does. But they link themselves to the founders, which were tall, Aryan-looking, blonde hair, white hair, blue-eyed. That's where it stemmed from, and they trace that all the way back to the origin of humanity. That's where it came from.
Do you have any... do you believe in anything that Nostradamus has put out at all?
Sure. Sure.
Okay.
If you can interpret it, yes.
Because they say, well, he's not completely right, but, I mean, Nostradamus came, some of the visions that I heard, he came through, like he wasn't wearing modern clothes. There would be like a wind that would come through him, and he would see visions, and he would explain the Aryans were Iranians and Aryans, and Iran does not war, and... And anyway, that whole deal.
Well, after
I didn't know. I didn't realize Iran was really, when I first heard that, you know, you're like, what? You know, Iranians are really Aryan, but they're Aryans and has nothing to do with, how's that all intertwined? I mean,
well, they're descendants. That area are the descendants of the first the founders of this earth. They're
okay.
The
you
Nibiran footprints. The Nibiran
yeah,
footprints
yeah.
were the rib-soled boots were found in fossil digs.
Mm-hmm.
Fossilized rib-soled boots.
Right.
That is written on their tablets. The whole thing is written on their tablets. They were doing artificial insemination. They took the clay. See, when all this biblical stuff was translated, it was people couldn't understand. The people that were translating it from the cuneiform into Greek and into Hebrew and into the other languages, they couldn't comprehend what was being talked about. Like man was made out of clay. No, the test tube was made out of clay or ceramic, and artificial insemination was done. That's in the medical texts of Sumeria. doing cross genetics was in the medical texts of Sumeria, taking the species of a chimp. And where do you think mythology came from? It came from experimentation, trying to find the perfect worker to help. And the human race was born. All seven of them at the same time. Adapa was the first. He was the first. It's the race of Adam, Adamu. It is not one individual. It is a race of humans. That's what was done. It was the first seven were born at the same time. But Adapa was
the
first one.
How were the pyramids? Everybody wants to know, how were the pyramids built in Egypt? And I hear the pyramids on several other planets. Explain the pyramids for a little bit if you can. How were they built?
Okay. From the top down.
Oh, that's good. And just unearthed and then intertwined. So why
from
do
the
we
top,
want to protect
from the top down?
Why do we want to protect the pyramids so bad? Why is it so important? And I know they are.
Yeah, for several reasons. Number one, they're landmarks for the ones that built them. The Egyptians didn't build the three pyramids on Giza. They built the ones afterwards.
There's pyramids
two,
all over
the
planet,
great,
right?
There are, but the Great Pyramid, the three that are totally aligned with the Belt of Orion.
Yeah.
All the pyramids, all the major centers have pyramids aligned with Orion, but these three have not moved but a couple of millimeters over the millennium. And they are very important because, number one, initially the Great Pyramid was built as a home. Let's start off with that. And it was a power station. It was up in the upper chambers. There it was a repository of information. Under the Sphinx, which is connected to the Great Pyramid underneath, if they go down another level to the third level, they should find several more rooms. And if I won't mention her name, but if she left what I believe she left there, might find some very interesting equipment and information.
How far do they go down?
They've gone down two levels so far. And they have found another entrance underneath the Sphinx on the second level. Now, I wish they would go down one more level. See, that whole area was beautiful. It was a beautiful, lush area full of trees and plants and fruit. And it was
just
beautiful.
Well, there's a water source down there, correct? There's a whole water source down there, correct?
Yeah, but it was a lush, beautiful area. The whole Mideast was a lush, beautiful area. Until it turned to, a lot of it turned to sand nuclear glass, because that whole area was destroyed. The entire Sinai Peninsula was destroyed by nuclear, and they're now finally. They're finally finding the nuclear glass.
Dr. Steve, why would there be a nuclear blast then? Why did they get nuclear then? Is that when they stepped in and took everything away? I mean, why was there a nuclear blast then? Because
jealousy. It was jealousy. No, this was a long time ago. It was jealousy. Pure and simple jealousy.
You're getting into Sodom and Gomorrah and all that kind of stuff, right?
There were seven cities destroyed at the same time. All seven is mentioned in, you know, Revelations talks about the seven churches. Well, that relates to the seven cities, which was all of Samaria. And the seven cities of Samaria, they were all wiped out. The entire Sinai Peninsula was wiped out. And some went to, it was from jealousy and anger. And there was a war, and it was reality.
Do you
there
see
was
a
no
war?
Myth. It's written down. It was
I
written
know.
Down.
Right. The prophecies, do you think there's... History repeats itself, correct?
Of course it does, but we're getting in, I mentioned this too, we're entering into the fifth world. The fifth world. And in order for the fifth world to exist, we have to eliminate the fourth world. So we are in for massive changes. That's why I said people need to be prepared for what's coming. Because there are massive changes coming. And not just in politics and not just in government and not just... There are earth changes coming. Massive earth changes.
Oh, yeah.
You mentioned about the earthquakes. The incidence of earthquakes have increased exponentially over the past 10 years.
Yeah.
Tornadoes,
absolutely.
The same thing. And the earth is changing. The axis is changing. We're due for a 23-degree flip.
We're going through that right now, correct?
We're going through it right now. And when you see the Mississippi River and the Missouri Rivers join together, you know that it is upon us. And there's a lot coming.
Do you think the war is going to be put off to 2016, or you think there's going to be some type of intervention between them? Or I saw one report where this has been a big deal that's been in the news, was with this NASA report, and then all of a sudden it was just somebody dancing in the streets. NASA came out and said it wasn't NASA, that was an announcement coming on the 16th. Remember that a few days ago? And there's propaganda and with the power grid coming off. And I mean, we're not that stupid, all right? I mean, is there going to be a testing of the power grid, or is the power grid going to happen? Is that comet going to hit the sun? Is there power? I kind of feel like
I was watching
the
sun. We're in the beginning of the fifth world. I was watching the sun tonight, and I looked at the sun through a welding mask, but the sun is dancing. The sun is dancing.
That's not good.
No, it's not good. It is very, very, very active. And
but we've been shaking and wobbling for a while, all right?
Yes, so have some of the other planets, and the moon has too. The moon, by the way, is beautiful. If anybody wants, you know, you've heard of the man on the moon. If you want to go take a look at the moon tonight, the shadow of the moon, there's the lady of the moon. If anybody is aware of that, there's also a lady in the moon. She's very pretty.
Do you think it's a satellite, or you think the moon is real? Because I hear some.
Oh, the moon's real. Well, the moon is a satellite of the Earth, and it is real.
Okay.
It is real. It's very real. It was a staging area. And there's a lot of oxygen.
When you speak historic Sumerian, I mean, where did you learn that? You have a church of Sumerians, so what do you preach in your church of Sumerians?
Okay, what I teach is uplifting of the human spirit, that within us is our spirit. Our spirit is as powerful as anything if we allow our spirit to rule, rather than to give, like all these other religions are saying, give up your spirit. Why? That's your strength. You know, when religion was started, that's how division and control of people started. Give up your spirit. They would say, okay, yes, your spirit is powerful, but you've got to come to me for permission, and we'll see. Then later on it was, yes, your spirit is powerful, but I have to go ask my superior, and I'll let you know if you can use your spirit. And before long it was, no, just totally give up your spirit to this, that, and the other. We are spiritual beings. Within all of us is the power to do what we need to do.
Absolutely.
We have the power to create what the mind can conceive and believe you can achieve. Picture it and it becomes it. Believe in yourself. That's what I preach. I preach the wholeness of a person. Body, mind, spirit. It all works together.
Well, let's talk about the next, because we meet once a week, what should we focus on? What should be the most important things that we should concentrate for us, since we're in common belief? Amen.
the next 7 days. We need to prepare for what, be smart about it, what to look for, signs.
Well, as far as prepare minds, prepare, store away maybe a little bit of food, a little bit of water, watch your money. I'm looking for, there's economic problems now. Just wait a little bit. If anybody has, we could get into an awful lot of areas, an awful lot. But prepare yourself for, hope for the best, prepare for the worst. If anybody was in scouts, you were taught that in scouts. If anybody, don't rely on other people for help. If the truckers do what they're supposed to do this weekend,
no,
you're going to see the shelves empty in the stores. So I'm telling your our guests, our listeners, that you might want to stock up a little bit on food. I'd love to see the truckers do that this weekend, because not only are the truckers supposed to be there, but veterans are supposed to show up. That Washington, D.C., as I started to say before, is for the people, by the people, of the people. And
power,
today,
power
they're
people.
Not allowing,
power.
They're not, power is in the people. That sounds like a very 60s and 70s thing, but the power is
That's
in
fine.
The people.
That's fine.
And we are
yeah.
one people. We are Americans.
Right.
We are one people, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Wow, that sounds cool. But anyhow, I've never said that in public.
It's fine.
That's really cool. I'm
yeah.
glad I did. And, you
yeah.
know, we have
yeah.
all the freedoms that were granted to us in our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, all are created equal.
Yeah.
And we are equal Americans of the United States. We are
okay.
indivisible.
Get back to, let's do a tie-in real quick, because you know how I am about Iceland, and I think that the planet and Pluto and moons.
Yeah,
and
Pluto,
I can't get information right now, which kind of pisses me off as far as up-to-date information. And information is key, especially trying to help out people.
All I'm going to say
you know,
right now, as far as information, prepare, get some extra food, water, put it aside. Right now, I'd suggest anywhere from 3 days to a month, if you can get that. That's what I'm going to suggest. Prepare. As far as watching the skies, watch the skies. It's very visible. You can see things in the daylight. You can see things at night.
And what should they look for?
Look toward the belt of Orion. Everything comes through the belt of Orion. That is key. That is the key entry point for a lot of these things. And look
right.
for meteorites. Count the meteorites. They have increased exponentially over the past few weeks. And it's going to increase even more.
If we don't have clear nights and it's not visible, what is our source for information?
Your spirit.
Yeah. Space.com's still active. Space weather still is available to me.
There's a lot of things. Like I said, I have my own sources for it, and they're very private sources that I've had for many, many, many years.
We may need those a week from now.
The sources are very well protected, so
I understand.
And I can be the conduit for the information too.
Good.
So anyhow.
So right now they need to be starting with water, and I mean it's getting that serious.
Yeah, it is. It's been that serious.
For how long?
I would say if you could stock up for seven days to 30 days, that would be cool.
When you woke up this morning, what was the number thing on your mind?
what was the first thing on my mind?
Yeah, to check, to look for
I looked for chemtrails. I looked for early morning chemtrails, which cover the binary sun.
I've seen them today, and they're like crazy. I know.
Yeah, well, what they do, like early in the morning, is they cover the sunrise, and if you look at night, they're trying to cover the sunset, because behind that, you know, is the number one, there's a binary star, okay? And number two is, like I said last week, is what's coming underneath. It's coming, it's there.
Right.
And they're trying
right.
to cover it up to keep it away from the population. And this is happening all over the world. Exactly. And the same phenomenon is happening all over the world. It is not just in the United States. It is worldwide as far as chemtrails. They're everywhere. And these spider webs have been everywhere, too.
Let's go back to spider webs. What are you talking about
that?
What are they? They were shot down from above. They did not come down from trees. They were thousands. They were everywhere. You could watch the three orbs that were flying erratic patterns. The two white ones and a red one were flying in erratic patterns. And when they'd fly, you would see just sheets of spider webs just hurtled down from the sky. And as they dropped in a bundle, and then they broke up as they came down, and the wind would carry them wherever the wind would blow. And
you know what
very,
surprised
very
me
sticky.
About that?
What?
You know what just surprised me about that is the fact that Halloween's coming up, and what a surprise if they're laying down that, and everybody else thinks it's just, oh, cool, it's Halloween, but it's freaking spider webs.
Yeah. Disease-borne spider webs.
You're right, Blue Chip. Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm thinking there's some shit behind it. Like they say, spider webs. I'm sorry to interrupt, Blue Chip. What are those again, Dr. Steve? What's really going on again? They're shooting them down like crazy, everybody's got them.
They are.
What?
They will pattern the whole area, and it's. It's spider webs are sticky to start off with. These were extra sticky and thicker than normal spider webs. And under a microscope, it looked like spider webs. But I do believe that these could be disease-borne, just getting ready for disease. Like I said, it was the same thing that was depicted just as the Great Plague of Europe hit. The same thing was a mass of whether it was spider webs, but things were dropped from the sky. Something was shot down from the sky to each of the major cities just before the plague broke out. And maybe the spider webs are getting on animals which are transmitting disease. I'm going to look further into that and let you know what I find.
Thanks, Dr. Johnson. We appreciate that. Because I'm definitely interested in what's going on with those. So I look forward to hearing from you on that for sure.
I'm going to equate this to something that happened a few years ago too. There was chemtrails.
I'm really concerned about these spider webs because I'm not scared of spiders. Never have been.
Well, spiders are wonderful. Spiders are wonderful creatures. They do a great service to humanity, whether people like them or not. If it wasn't for spiders, we'd be overrun by other insects. And, you know, spiders are really good, and there's only a few species that are poisonous. And I personally like spiders, especially tarantulas.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
that's pretty cool.
Me.
Then as far as the government, why would the government drop it down here?
I'm saying that maybe it's not the government. Maybe it's not the government. There are three orbs flying in erratic patterns that airplanes and helicopters do not fly that pattern.
I understand.
There were two orbs that were white, one orb that was red. Flying in erratic pattern. circular, up and down, back and forth, speeding off, coming back. No circular. They were very interesting orbs. And I couldn't get a close glimpse because they were flying in direct align with the sun. And every time that they would come out of the sunlight, they were very visible.
But Kyle, did you see those also? Kyle, did you see those also?
No, I didn't. But I've noticed a lot of spider webs lately. And
that's where it's coming from.
Yeah, so.
Is that a reason to be alarmed or get tested or get, I mean.
I won't get tested. Alarmed, I don't know. I'm trying to equate this to something that happened a few years ago where there was chemtrails laid down in the shape of a cross. And I was having a meeting at the time on front porch, and I made a statement, and I looked up and saw this perfect cross that the chemtrails made, and I said, this is going to be wicked. And it was the same year that people got hit with flu, whooping cough, and pneumonia. It all hit in different areas at the same time. And I was a victim of that, too. I got hit with three illnesses all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And
what kind of illness did you get?
The one I just mentioned, I got three. I got pneumonia, whooping cough, and flu all at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Wow.
And luckily, I did not stay ill for any great length of time. My immune system is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And there are ways to counteract things like that that drugs can't even touch. Anyhow, I've got to get back to my lab. I have to get up at 3:30 in the morning.
No, I just I appreciate your time so much, Dr. Steve, and you know I'm just I appreciate you showing up every once a week, and. Sometimes my questions are kind of elementary, but I'm just trying to learn.
That's how you learn. You ask questions and you learn. And remember something, there is no such thing as a silly or stupid question. A question is a request for knowledge. A question is a request for knowledge. And out there, I know the listeners are very inquisitive, very brilliant people who look for knowledge.
Yeah.
And that's what we're here for.
Yeah, and real quick, Dr. Steve, give me your website again, emails, all that information, real quick.
Okay, my email is abbreviated Dr. D-R S-T-E-V-E J-O-H-N S-T-O-N at yahoo.com. And I could not tell you what my website address is. So, Ron, if you might want to do that.
I've got it linked up. We'll take care of that. Dr. Steve, appreciate you so much. Look forward to talking to you Monday. Have a great week. If you've got any other things that you'd like to call us in advance, we have other guests coming up. But you are the doctor in charge. Appreciate all your information. God bless you. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate you having me.
Dr. Steve, we have to sign off now in historic Sumerian after last week. I cannot accept any less.
Salu Asri Seris Dulu Taknitu Kanpa.
That's Dr. Steve, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Tonight.
Okay, Blue Shift, what do you think about all that?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of information there. You're not going to necessarily find all of that.
I'm just trying to get left. Are we still here? Have we still got a couple minutes, or are we off?
No, we still got
22 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. We have, you know, there's a lot of information out there. However, I think he's touched on the Nordics quite a bit, and I've listened to a lot of different things on YouTube and stuff where everyone seems to know everything about the Nordics. Everyone seems to know what they look like. He's given you actually probably a good description and told you a bit about them and their history. Mm-hmm. More importantly, I mean, there's no disinformation there. As a matter of factly, he's actually cleared up what is disinformation. What you're getting is 100% accurate from Dr. Steve, everybody.
Yeah.
You know, your information, you get the information you get outside or contradictory to what you were just told is incorrect or a lie. Blatant. So just keep that in mind. Also, it makes me I'll just cut to the chase. I was in Los Angeles recently, and I went to a meeting at the Griffith Observatory. At Los Angeles with people that were supposed to be from the Galactic Federation of Light. And someone fitting the description, one type of description, that was actually there. But except here's the thing, his hair was all dyed, and I thought it was really weird because the guy didn't look old enough to have white hair. And he was dressed very, very hip, very rocker style, you know, Los Angeles style. And and here's the really cool thing about this. He took everyone's information that was willing to give it, and he said he was going to start up a Facebook page or whatever so that everyone could keep in touch and contribute their experiences. But no one ever heard from him again. Well, looks like everyone that gave their information got themselves some out-of-this-world fans. Anyway, I thought I'd bring that up. But I do have my quote of the day.
What is it? Let's hear it.
The times call for courage. The times call for hard work. But if the demands are high, it is because the stakes are even higher. They are nothing less than the future of human liberty, which means the future of civilization. That's Henry Hazlitt. You know, your opinions of him are irrelevant. The fact is...
Here's the deal. You and I have been talking for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours, billions and billions of miles. Dr. Steve is somebody you brought to the store. Let's call it the Center of the Universe store. And I'm now getting a better relationship with him. And you know me, I just fire off with questions and I don't have a filter as far as asking questions, but back I don't know as well I hit one, but I just get so excited, and people should be excited to have him on the show just like I am to have you on the show, and it's just, we're getting there. I don't know if people realize this or not, but we've got some guests that are coming up. I mean, Scott, Geffen with the Zombie Show with Badlands TV. We've got a national TV show that's coming up with All in Line, and I'm being careful not to overpromise and underdeliver. We have been doing test runs and markets and stuff to get there, and I think our show will come together in December, if not sooner. But my God, we are tapping in some great information. Dr. Steve and Master Ho will be on next week, but I think Bookshift will agree that this has been a struggle. It's hard for us to get emails. We get
Well, go ahead and talk about how tough it is for us to put a show on, Kyle.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, if you haven't guessed already, there was actually one little show we did this past week for like half an hour or so. It's actually less than half an hour. Towards the very end of it, you can actually listen. We were being tampered with. Our show was being tampered with because someone didn't like us talking bad about the government, apparently.
We weren't supposed to be on tonight either, were we? No.
Nope.
When we did test
anyway.
Shows, well, true, but our test shows, remember, we'd go back to the phone. And I'm not even sure if this show's recorded. I hope it is. But we are, I don't know if I told you this or not, but I was getting calls from Block Talk Radio while we were on air, by the way.
Really?
I was getting calls, yeah, from this number that I called in on, which was strange, and I kept going. So it'd be a damn shame if this isn't on again tonight, but trust me, we have been going through a lot of channels to stay on. And it has, we do tons of research, all of us do, and I'll be honest with you, at times I'm thinking, what the fuck are we doing? And then I realize I know exactly what we're supposed to be doing. So it's not easy, folks. It's not easy.
Yeah, we hate to sound like a broken record, you know, like some of those other alternative shows that talk about weird topics, and they say, oh, well, this has never happened before.
Totally
this has never happened before.
Yeah,
well, guess what?
Totally
you know,
true.
We're not saying this has never happened before. This has happened from day one.
Right.
It's not just electronic interference. You have to understand, we're putting on a show here on planet Earth, and this show is going to be great. It's not just about Center of the Universe Blog Talk Radio. You have to understand that these events that we're talking about that are in the process, you know, they're we're not saying they're coming. We're saying that
we're just getting started.
We've pointed out to you that this is actually occurring. You just have to notice it. And when you notice it, you know, then you can use us as a reference. And, you know, we tried really, really hard to lay it out in some sort of order from, you know, reception with me to today.
But we're not trying to get into transcripts or anything, but there is documentation that we have been ahead of the game. True?
Yes, absolutely. And the reason we're ahead of the game is because we're not getting it from the government. We're not getting it from your little secret societies. You know, putting it out there when
we're
find out about it.
We're not running commercials.
Yeah.
You know, nobody's paying us to do this. We don't have to answer to anybody.
That's right. We do not answer to anyone but ourselves and our own, you know, our own consciousness.
Let me put this out there for Blue Shiv. He has to put up with me as much as I have to put up with him, but he has put up with me a lot to continue to do this. And I keep thinking, why are we doing this? And it's the negativity that comes in, you can understand, it's overwhelming. When you bring in people that are speaking knowledge, historic Sumerian, the backgrounds. I mean, you're not going to get this on any other channel. I'm sorry, but other than Center of the Universe. And at times it's trying. It's hard to comprehend, wrap your mind around so many things. But it's real. It's now. And get your ass prepared and get you some water and get some food. All right? Not to be alarmist, but some shit is really getting ready to hit the fucking fan.
Yeah, and you have to understand another thing is that we have a better understanding, and that's why we're trying to help you all out with this what is going to happen. And
we dig and dig and dig and look. I mean, you know, we both have a lot of time, and we both take a lot of time to try to help, just a tidbit, just something to help you with during the course of the day that just gets you out of the national TV realm of bullshit.
All that's doing is separating your mind from reality, making you believe what you are seeing is a more important reality than what's really going on. I know that sounds a little funky, you know, to most, but this is the case. Yes, we are having our me and Ron and other guests and stuff. We have our things that we're dealing with. But you must understand this. We understand what you are about to go through. We already know, and you know, of course, we're going to be right there with you as this all goes down.
We're also getting a lot of support from people that could have told us no on some other projects that are like ours that would say, you know, kick rocks, but we're in line with the... We told you there would be some good guests. There are already great guests, and it's just get started, folks. I think by December it's just going to be... Well, I mean, right now with Dr. Steve, Master Ho's coming up. Tell me a little bit about Master Ho's. What Ho's? Master Ho, tell me a little bit about that little tidbit.
Master Ho has been studying metaphysics and I guess you'd say decoding the archetypes of religion for more than 20 years, and he's got it down. He's gone to the source of all your beliefs, and can lay it out the way it really is. And I've brought you guys a lot of discomforting information. I know that. That was the plan, because you needed it. And so I gave it freely. But with that, I am also going to give you solutions. You know, I'm dabbling in it, trying to figure out exactly, you know, how I want to go about it. But the solutions are coming. I'm going to give you guests like Master Ho, who are better. And the reason that they are better is because they are not greedy. They have no ulterior motives. The truth is simply just is. And these people will bring you their truth as best they can. They will help you the best they can because they are not greedy. They have no ulterior motives, no selfish desires. We will lay it all out for you as best we can, as efficiently as we can, with no experience whatsoever.
Can I say something in my defense, by the way? I would say, Lucia, let's do a show this night, and this night, at this time and this time. And what would you tell me? I will do a show when I feel it's right, when we want to do the show. Correct?
That's what I say. When I feel like, you know, it's
yeah.
right, then we do it. If not, then we cancel.
Right.
You know,
right.
And then if we're halfway through it, then we get on and go on. We are not on a schedule. We are not
Dude.
On a regimented things. No one is telling us what we have to do or how we have to do it. Although
now,
we are getting influence.
Exactly.
I will say that.
True. But I'm just the host, and all things come together, and they are, and I've felt bad because we missed a couple of deals, but things happen for a reason, folks. They fall in line. All right? It was crucial and very important for us to be on tonight. Whatever we went through for the last two or three days, this is the end result. And if you think there wasn't any information tonight to the audience that you didn't, I mean, we're trying to give you the best when we're on. And I thought tonight was awesome information, and we need to be on tonight. I went 2 hours tonight, and we've got 6 minutes left. So instead of doing a bullshit show for 30 minutes, we're going to – and we've got a lot of stuff coming up, folks. I mean, this is going to be impromptu. We're going to have common ISOM reports. We're in the know. Sometimes we're not on the show. We're doing research because there's so much shit that's not available. We're looking to find the best information for them, correct?
Yep. You know, I try to give you guys, you know, close to the day for inspiration, and then some of it just happens to actually kind of line up with what the show is, whether I picked it out before I knew what was going on or not. And some of the times we start a show and then do it.
I'm talking about how important what you bring to the show is so important. Some nights you're on, sometimes I'm on, sometimes we're both on, sometimes I'm off, you're off. They have to come together, or trust me, and we've been dead on. We couldn't send an email if we wanted to.
Yeah, we can't send emails. I tried to send this guy some songs, and, you know, so we could play. You know, we were having music on earlier, and at one point we just flat out gave up on it because we can't send a damn email between each other.
I bought a new headset microphone to do quick delays and stuff, and it just... I mean, we're back to the phone, and that's fine, you know. I mean, Dr. Steve is all in, thank God. But we're just getting started. We went through 2 hours tonight. We could probably, well, hell, Blue Shift, you could do another 3 hours if you wanted to, if you're spot on. We both know that.
Yeah. You know, I actually got a lot of stuff. We're gonna have to do a little mini show just me and Ron coming up here in like a day or tomorrow or something, I don't know. But there's a lot of material that I want you guys to potentially take a look at, some services that I think are
pretty awesome.
What'd
you think about the Spiders deal? I was trying to wrap my head around that deal. That was very interesting.
Yeah, no, I've noticed a lot of those around where I live as of late. You know, it makes me wonder, what is it, what's it doing? They're always getting on me, and I'm like, where the fuck are the spiders? You know? And, well, now I know.
What do you think the government's putting down the spider webs, though?
Well, Dr. Johnson said they're not. It's not the government.
Oh.
It's not the government. You know, and there was actually an ancient Aliens episode where they talked about the Black Plague.
Sometimes when I'm talking, I kind of think ahead for questions to keep it going. And sometimes I don't slow down and listen, you know, because I'm trying to get to something else or whatever. And because I'm trying to get so much information out there because it's just, well, first of all, I get excited. And it's shit you've never heard before. And I'm not going to shit, but I mean, I realize, you know, you're hearing something you're not going to you're not going to hear this anywhere else but on our show. I'm sorry, you're not. You know, and I get excited because I realize that we are kind of, I mean, I'm not patting myself on the back, but my God, we're dead on with some stuff, you know.
Yep.
I'm just really proud of the work that we're doing, and I just hope that it's helping some people. And sometimes I don't know which way to go with the questions because I don't know who's listening. I realize there's more people listening than there were before than just you and I talking. So just any questions, we'll get them. We'll get them answered, and I'm just being MUFON Raw, trying to find that information, just like you are. So there's no reason to call in. I mean, I'm exposed completely as far as just, I don't know everything. Nobody does. But we got some good guests coming out. A lot of fun, and in between, a little entertainment, but some dead-on knowledge. So, please send them, question and messages. Or, sorry to ramble, but we're doing 2 hours, and I'm proud of it. It's just, I think we could have done 4 hours tonight. Of course, Dr. Steve's going to get up 4 in the morning, but he'll be back Monday or Tuesday night. Lucia, if we got a minute left, what do you want to leave us with tonight?
Okay, I got something really good for you. Something that is profound in the NSA. Plug this into your fucking war
game. We got 19 seconds left. You want to do another show in about an hour?
Nope. I want to leave the NSA with something. Listen here.
Ooh.
Plug this into your war game. 1, 2, 3, Metatron. Plug that in.
Wow.
See what happens. Your computer will probably fucking explode.
All right, so we'll be on, Friday night? And we got 1 minute left. How about if I leave the show with a little bit of music? How about that?
Cool. Do it up.
I'll tell you what. Thanks for being, for listening tonight. If it's still there, I think it's been a great show. Thank you, Dr. Steve Johnston. Thank you, Blue Shift, as always, my number one co-host and only co-host to have on the planet. What you bring to the table is phenomenal, and I appreciate your help so much. And we're getting there, slowly but surely, but wow. I can't wait for next show. What is on next show? What are we talking about next show?
We're gonna see about a guest coming on. We're gonna talk about what you can do with yourself to become greater. As I said, 1, 2, 3, Metatron.
Good night, everyone. Wow, that was a good show. Oh. That was a good one. That was a doozy. Howard. Oh, I don't think any of us there. Oh, oh. Oh, yeah.